こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、フランスは2020年より世界で初めてプラスチック製の使い捨て食器やコップの販売を禁止します。生物資源でできたバイオプラスチックに関しては認める予定です。従来のプラスチックは微生物分解されないため、小さい欠片になってすべて自然界に残ってしまい、海洋生物や野生の動物の胃の中に蓄積して日々無数の命を奪っています。またプラスチック製造には大量の石油が使われており、環境破壊の一端を担っています。現在フランスでは毎年約470億個のプラスチック製カップが捨てられています。フランスは温室効果ガス削減や再生ちょっと待って危ないフランスは温室効果ガス削減や再生可能エネルギーなどの分野で世界的な手本になることを目標としており、今年7月にはスーパーでのレジ袋の使用を禁止しました。
France, starting in 2020, will become the first country to ban plastic plates and cutlery. Biosourced alternatives to plastic will be exempt from the ban. Plastics have been known to not biodegrade, but instead break down into smaller, harmful particles, fatally accumulating in the stomachs of various sea creatures and land animals. Additionally, plastics are produced from petroleum, a major contributor to environmental destruction and climate change.Currently, France consumes an estimated 47 billion plastic cups per year. France has made itself an example by reducing greenhouse gas emissions and promoting renewable energy, in addition to specific motions like the banning of supermarket plastic bags in July.
Yeah.Billion って書かん、It is, yeah, 47 billion.
It is.
なんでこんなゼロいっぱい書いたの？そう。素晴らしいよね。本当は2020年からじゃなくて、来年からやりたかったらしいんだけど、低所得者層はやっぱりこういうプラスチックの食器を使ってる人とかも多いらしく、うん、まあそれもちょっと考慮して、時間に猶予を与えたっていう。
And there's backlash against this, right? Just the usual
放送業界っていうの、こういうプラスチックの梱包とかをやってたりとかする業界団体がものすごく怒っていて、これは自由競争を妨げるものであるみたいな、だから法的な手段も厭わないみたいなこと言って怒ってるんだけどっていう感じ、
yeah.
そう、でも素晴らしいよね。レジ袋も先月からやめてるし、確かにこう今ね、日本もコンビニとかで手軽にフォークとかスプーンとかプラスチックのやつもくれるし、まあ割り箸とかもそうだけど、あとはコンビニのこの何コーヒーとかも全部プラスチックのコップに入ってるけど、まあみんな家にコップあるしね。なんていうの、持ってないものだったらわかるけど、持ってるのにわざわざこう使い捨てのものを使ってすぐ捨てるっていうのも。
How should we get the coffee from the convenience to your house?
なんかこう持っていく形にすればいいんじゃないの？スタバのタンブラーみたいな感じでさ、空のやつを持って行って入れる。どうせ毎日とか買うんだったら。レジ袋とか。
No one really uses water fountains here, right? I think there should be a way more intense, I don't know, a program to try to get people to use things like tambura and water bottles and whatnot. But it's very difficult, if you do have a water bottle, it's very difficult to fill it up anywhere. There's way more vending machines to sell you more shit than there are places to refill your water bottle.
Yeah.
But there's no good reason for that other than, you know, the vending machine, you know, people.
日本の自販機の数、日本ってか東京は少なくとも、自販機の数半端ないよね。
Yeah.
こんだけ自販機ある国他で見たことない。
I'll be buying a drink and I'm like, this is whack. So I look down the street and there's like three more machines right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I walk over there and I'm like, this is whack. And I look down the street and there's more vending machines right there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the selection is...
So many options.
Yeah.
そう、でもなんかこう確かにあの使い捨て食器って見慣れてるから別にこう安いしあの使い捨てでもいいって思っちゃってたけど
It should be more expensive.
そう、なんかさ何でも使い捨てってやっぱ意味が分かんないよね、よく考えると家にあるのにさ、
yeah. mm-hmm.
だからなんか使い捨てパソコンとかがあったとしてさ、oh. 意味分かんないじゃん、
yeah. But one weird thing to me is I don't understand why we can't get way more of our resources from our trash、
mm.
because we have the trash from the last I don't know how many decades piled、yeah. up we only need enough resources for you know right now、
yeah.
really how does it make more sense to you know
make new ones
yeah
うん、そっちの方が安いんでしょうねだから結局、
yeah.
結果として
Well, it's cheaper And I'm saying that these things should be more expensive Just because、If you use something that's plastic And it breaks down into the environment And it affects the You know It affects life It affects the ocean It affects the place You know, the land that we live in
結局安くないんだよね
That's a public good.
Yeah.
It's costing us in the form of the public good.、
Mm.
And unless that is factored into the price of the product itself,、
mm.
then that will continue to be an unchecked externality in the、
right.
market, essentially a subsidy for petroleum companies at this point.
Yeah.
And that's why we have the problem that we're having.、Really.
だからやっぱりなんかこう消費者側にインセンティブを与えるとか、だからスタバのタンブラーみたいにこれを持ってきたらいくら安くなりますとか、
うん、
あとはまあスーパーみたいにあのレジ袋1枚に対して10円とかかけたりとか、あのまあそういうことをすると消費者側もやりやすいし、まあフランスみたいにこうやってもう全面的に禁止してくれればそのチョイスもないから。
Do you think you could take, you know, plasticSporks into France in your checked luggage.
Oh, yeah, that's you know probably I mean? fine. But you can't sell it there.
Right.
でも日本もね、マイ箸とかさ、一時期すごいブームになったじゃん。
うん。
あの、なんかそういう感じでね、お弁当とかをさ、買うときも、マイ箸でいい気もするよね。
To what extent do you think you're adhering to, you know, best practices?In terms of not using、disposable shit or not using waribashi and plastic bags and all that
well,
stuff.
Well, なんかコンビニで食べ物買わないから、そういう意味ではその一食ごとの梱包は少ないと思う。だからお惣菜とかも買わないから、だからこう野菜が入ってるものに関してはもうしょうがないじゃん。トマトが入ってるプラスチックのやつと か, だからそういうのは買うけど、でペットボトルは自分では買わないようにしてる、まあ 家用の大きいペットボトルとか絶対買わないし、麦茶作ってるしうちは、だからそうね、なるべく買わないようにしてる。だからプラスチックのフォークとかもさ、まあファストフードかコンビニぐらいだよね。だってだそれも買わないから特に使うことないけど、
It's hard not to buy PET bottles when you're out somewhere. Because how else can you get water? Sometimes I'm out and I'm thirsty and I just want water.
Yeah.
Do I need to sit down in a restaurant? They won't give me water. Now I have to order a fucking meal. Well, I don't want a meal. I just want a glass of water.
Yeah.
So I got to go to this vending machine and buy a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Or if there is a drinking fountain, I mean, there almost never is.And I'm...
あの薬局とかに行くとあるよね絶対。じゃあそこで入れちゃえばいいんじゃない、怒られるかな。まあ公園とか行けばね、あとは蛇口があるよね。
But they're suspect too. That's also part of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people think that way. Oh, this is kind of
gnarly.
Suspect. It's not filtered even.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably got radioactive.Particles in it. And
I don't worry about.
Nana and...
I don't worry about that. I worry more about like people doing weird shit to it.
Yeah.
I don't know, like licking it or something.
But if it was just filtered at all, if people could just say, okay, here's a drinking fountain, and this water is clean, and it's like clean as shit. It's clean. It's cleaner than the water that you can get from the vending machine, right?
Right.
then wouldn't that help?
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's not happening. I think there's just a lot of money. I think in the vending machine business, I think Coca-Cola is making bank.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen the Coca-Cola trucks, but they're the worst trucks in the country. Smog, belching, old, terrible. The other thing I guess we haven't mentioned is the presence of things like BPA and these other weird chemicals inside these plastics.
Right, yeah.
So you can buy your beverage inside of a plastic bottle, but you're likely getting weird chemicals that actually interfere with your body's hormone regulation. So people have speculated that the feminizing of men in recent populations is largely due to the exposure of plastics and other things like that.
Yeah. そうね。なんか、まあでも素晴らしいよね、これは。この試み。Mm.
Well, it's kind of unfortunate that it has to come to a ban.
まあね、でもしょうがないよ、もうこれは。これはいいと思う。普通は私もこう政府が何かを禁止するみたいなの好きじゃないけど、あまりにもこう介入してるというか、でももう切迫してるからこれぐらいやんないと無理でしょうねと思う。これはいいことにしよう。
It's like when they banned CFCs or something, right?
What's CFC?
CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, which were initially responsible for basically depleting the ozone layer.
Ah, right. Furon gas ka. Ah, yeah.
And so they had to ban CFCs because of their effect on the atmosphere.
So.
It might make sense to ban things that like this, that severely interfere or damage our environment and our water and whatnot.
レジ袋もそうだしね。なんかだってみんなバッグ持ってるじゃん。エコバッグもみんな1個ぐらい持ってるじゃん。もう今の時代だからそれ使えばいいんじゃないって感じ。
To get more general, I think just consumerism in general is really terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Just the way that we're so addicted to buying things, and we need to buy more things and more things. And people, this consumerism has been spread all over the world. And I remember when I went to Vietnam, I was just shocked at the way that they've just completely hoarded out everything in the country to, you know, this consumer culture where people that, you know, this lady's working at a banana stand, but she's spent a lot of money to have, you know, Gucci sweatpants or whatever it is.
Yeah. なんか久しぶりに今日本屋さんの雑誌のコーナー見てたの。時間があったから、それでメンズっていうコーナーがあって、その男性用の雑誌、そしたらもう物の雑誌が多いね、こうガジェット系とか、なんか全部物だったの、なんかそんなにみんな、
It's just watches and cars,
そうと、まあそうね、ガジェットデバイス系、
And that's what people aspire to. This is the upper limit of your life's accomplishments, that you have this watch, that you drive this car. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. But almost everyone thinks that way. You know, you can work like a dog your whole life, and what do you get? Bad television,
Mercedes-Benz.
No, everyone is. I mean, it's to different levels that people do this, but I think everyone has been indoctrinated into this.
No, but like there are certain people, like なんか時計何十個も集めてる人とかいるじゃん。まあ男性だと、まあ女性だったらカバンとか靴何十足とか。なんかあんまり周りにいないからわかんないけど。
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But there's just not enough stuff. There's not enough resources on Earth.
Yeah.
To satisfy all of this.
え、だってなんかさ、
so、
昨日だっけ、中国の富豪の息子が犬用に iPhone 7を8個買いましたみたいななんかニュース。ヘッドラインしか見てないけど。I was like, 何の話と思っちゃう。
Yeah.
次。 国立社会保障人口問題研究所が先週、出生動向基本調査の結果概要を公表しました。日本在住の18歳から50歳までの独身男女8754人を対象に行われた調査では、男性の 42%、 女性の 44.2% がセックスの経験がないと答えました。また男性の 69.8%、 女性の 59.1% が交際相手がいないと述べました。男女ともに7割が独身生活の利点として行動や生き方が自由であることを挙げ、次いで金銭的に裕福、扶養責任がなくて気楽、広い友人関係を持ちやすいことなどを挙げました。これらの傾向は1987年からほとんど変わっておらず、結婚すると行動や生き方、金銭、友人関係などが束縛されるという未婚者の感じ方は根強く残っています。
Last week, the National Institute of Population and Social Security Research published a summary of the results for their study on birth rate trends. The researchers conducted a survey involving 8,754 men and women aged 18 to 50 years old. 42% of male respondents and 44.2% of female respondents indicated that they have not experienced sex. Furthermore, 69.8% of men and 59.1% of women responded that they are not in a relationship. Around 70% of men and women stated that being single allows them greater freedom, more disposable income, and less responsibilities, in addition to permitting a larger circle of friends. This trend in perception among unmarried people has remained relatively unchanged since 1987.
So, ma. 広い友人関係を持ちやすいっていうのは、女性に関してはその結婚したらそれが減っちゃうっていう考えはちょっとずつは減っているらしい。
Who's this dude? How do you know this guy? Where did you meet him?
I don't know.
I mean, like, those are the questions that, you know, I think in relationships that, you know, that's a legitimate concern.
Right. Right.そう、でもこの、男性の 42%、 女性の 44% がセックスの経験がないっていうのが、まあ、日本のメディアでも結構取り上げられてるし、それが翻訳されてこうアメリカのメディアでも結構記事にされてる、
うん、
なんか結構ヴァージン多いねみたいな感じ、
うん、
でも確かちょっとびっくりした。
いや、
yeah. うん、まあでも18歳から入ってるしね。
うん、
まあ、だからちょっと遅めの人とかも入ってたりするからかな。
How What's 遅め？
だから18歳以降、だから20代とかさ、
うん、
で初体験っていう人もいるじゃん、もちろん結構、
yeah.
だからそういう人もここに入っちゃってるからかもしれないけど、
I think the average is moving, or at least what's normal is moving for sure, yeahLike the age at which people lose their virginity is changing, right?
To which direction?
Older.
Oh, older.
Yeah.
In Japan?
Globally.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
なんか周りにない、私が知ってる限りでは、こう仲いい人の中では処女ですみたいな人はいないから。
Is that a statement about you or...Your...
Yeah, like from my own like experience.
Yeah.
So、mm. I, you know, 経験的に感じる量とこの survey の結果は伴ってないというか。
When you get on the train, do you look around and think like, oh, I could be friends with most of these people, or
no.
Generally you're like, there's like no overlap between me and like 90%, 95, if not more of these.サラリーマン and other people on the train.
そうだね。
Like, who are those people?
何
who are all these people on the train, though? Seriously.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how I feel, usually.
Yeah, but
especially in Tokyo on the train, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but the fact that I think that just shows how fucking weird I am. That
like,
when I'm on the train...You know, they can only be having the same idea about me, except that、
yeah.
I'm clearly the odd one out.
ああ、逆に
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
まあ、まあね、でも、でもそれだけじゃないと思う。私もそう思うもん、別に。なんか、
Yeah.
こう、あの子と仲良くなりそうみたいな。
You think that too, but we're also in the same place right now, hanging out. It's not a coincidence that we both feel this way. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
まあね。
So you would, sort of, I guess, admit that your circle of friends is not representative of the population at all.
Well, I mean, according to this survey, yeah. No. No, I don't know any virgin friend, male or female.
But do people pretend that they're not virgins when they are virgins?
Probably, like, when they're younger, but...
What? But aren't you more committed? Or don't you... Isn't it a bigger deal the older you get? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if people are going to conceal the fact that they've been divorced once... I think there would be a lot of people that would kind of... I mean, no one's going out of their way to declare themselves a virgin.
まあね、でもそういう可能性がある人すらも知らないもん。じゃない?
Yeah.
So where are they?
Yeah.
でもあっちもそう思ってんだろうね、where are they? って、こっち側を。
It's really quiet, I don't really know what to think about it. It's kind of baffling to think that many people... Because if you live your life to the end and you die a virgin, I mean, what are you supposed to do with your life, really, from sort of a secular standpoint?
What do you mean?
Like, life is an opportunity and it's an experience, right? Your life is essentially an experience.
まあでもさ、
That's what it comes down to.
まあね、でもさ、人によって、だから、私は例えばまあ何でもやってみたいみたいなさ、なんかピアスも開けてみたいし、ちょっとどれぐらい痛いかやってみたいとかさ、
でちょっと意味ない、yeah, you're not going too crazy, but...
意味ないことでもやりたいとか、旅行行きたい、行ったことないとこ行きたいとか、mm-hmm. でもさ、それに全然興味ない人もいるじゃん、mm-hmm. 別に新しいことやんなくてもいいみたいな、
mm-hmm.
そしたらそこにセックスが含まれてることももちろんあるよね、
but it,
別に興味ない、
Is that fear?
Or just indifference?
But you're being indifferent about something that you don't know anything about.
Yeah, but 例えば、なんだろう、大食いとか私は別にやってみたくない。
Why not? What's the hang up here? Like, what's going on? Like,
I don't know.
You know what
like,
I mean?
Like, I'm okay not getting my tongue pierced.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not... I've never done it, but I'm not interested in that experience.
Right.
So, you know, I guess it's like that. Then it's understandable.
Yeah. But there's something about... I mean, this has to do with other people. I can understand, you know, you don't want to do something by yourself. You know, it's not that interesting. But when you abstain from sexual relations or abstain with, you know, generally just intimacy with another human being, then you kind of, I think things get, I think there's a lot to learn about yourself through an intimate relationship with another person.
Right.
And it's just an enormous disservice to yourself. If you never explore that, like, what are you doing with your life? I mean, even if you have sex, what are you doing with your life? But at least you're trying.
Yeah, either way. でもそれより私は独身生活の利点として行動や生き方が自由であること。だからその行動や生き方、金銭、友人関係などが結婚すると束縛されるという。感じ方みたいなが1987年から変わってないっていうことの方が衝撃なんだけど、なんかこう、結婚っていうものがすごいさ、あのすごい影響を及ぼすみたいな。だから子供が生まれるっていうのはそうだと思う、実際。 時間も少なくなっちゃうし自分のお金も必要だしとか、mm-hmm. でも結婚自体はさ別にだよね自分の行動は別に変わらないじゃん、
well, I think...
変えようと思わなければそれはもうなんかチョイス、
right. See,
チョイスじゃん you don't know 自分の
what, but you don't know how you don't know yourself a year from nowBut you're putting yourself into some, you know, contractually limiting
Yeah, but this
thing.
Is more about this strange idea about what marriage is supposed to be like,
yeah.
you know, from an old age,
well,
like
think,
our grandparents'
But don't you think
generation.
These perceptions are true?
For me, I don't think so.
But you're not... But if you were single right now, you would think so.
あ、そう。
Yeah, you would. For sure. Right?
でも、long-term boyfriend がいたら分かってくるじゃん。あ、意外と変わんないなとか。で、別に long-term boyfriend から結婚しても、それはただ法的なとこが変わっただけだから、関係性が変わるわけじゃないし。なんか別に。
One fear that some smart people had in the 70s and 80s regarding populations. I mean, everyone was talking about populations exploding. The population is going to get completely out of control. There's going to be way too many humans on this planet. But some people pointed out that that was likely not going to be the case, that populations were probably going to collapse, and that when they introduced the one-child policy in China, one major concern that people have is, how are we going to convince them to when people have had only one child for so long, how are we going to convince them to stop doing that? How are we going to convince them that that's not way better?
Right.
And that problem has completely realized itself today, you know?
Yeah.Oh, you're talking about birth rate now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like in China, they had the one-child policy.
Yeah, yeah,
And now
yeah.
people don't want to have more than one
right,
child.
Right, right. まあ、日本なんてそれがないけれども、この調査によると、まあ、一人しか欲しくない。あの、二人より少ないを希望する人が増えてる。
Yeah. There used to be big families in Japan.
そう。でもそれはやっぱり金銭的なところだよね。もう、そもそも、子供ができましたってなって検診とかに行くわけじゃない、
うん、
それもお金かかるし出産費用もお金かかるしてかその前から私は今子供が欲しいから排卵チェッカー排卵検査薬 ovulation test kit を使ってるんだけどそれも結構高いでだから例えばフランスはさ何 ?100 年とか80年前とかわかんないけどに少子化だったんだよねでそれをどうにかしなくちゃいけないって言ってそういう出産にかかる費用とかはまず無料とかまあ、うん、とりあえず子供を産めば産むほど得するシステム社会保障的にその年金が子供一人につきなんか 10% 増えるとかあとまあ教育がただとかだからあんまりその子供が生まれたらお金がなくなっちゃうみたいのがないような仕組みになってる、
うん、
けど日本はそうでもないからそのだって排卵チェッカーなんてねあれいくらだ12日分14日分で4000円とか1個何百 1回おしっこかけるだけで
It's not necessary, right?
でも最近だから高齢化してるじゃん出産がそうするとやっぱりそんなのんびり何年も妊娠するまで待ってられないわけじゃんってなるとやっぱりそれを使った方が確実っていうか手っ取り早いというか効率がいいからでもそれもお金かかるし、まあ、確かにその金銭的な心配はめっちゃあるよね、
うん、
なんかいくらぐらい全部でかかるのかもよくわかんないし
Well, I mean a lot of these problems I think are resulting from just bad policies
あ本当そうだよそう
you know, just bad policies all over the place.
だからこの少子化っていうのは国民の文化的な問題じゃなくてもう政策の失敗の結果だと思うから、
うん、
でもそれはそうだよねだからこの今回の調査の結果見てても確実にそうだもんあの結婚のハードルなんで今結婚してないかの理由とかは女性も男性も 1位は何だったっけな、忘れちゃった。でも女性の2番目はやっぱり仕事上の都合、
うん、
だから、まあ、キャリアを取るのか、まあ、子育てとかを取るのかとかさ。
Well, yeah, I mean, we're doing crazy stuff like all, you know, these quantitative easing, which is basically driven up, you know, our living expenses in addition to consumption taxes, which obviously, you know, why should we raise the prices of something like toilet paper or diapers or whatever? I mean, it's just insane. It doesn't make any sense. Compounded with the, you know, there's no immigration to help compensate. There's the Nankin thing is just a totally structurally invalid inverted pyramid apocalypse.
そう。the... まあそうだが、そもそも少子化だとすごい問題が起きる仕組みになってるわけじゃん、もはや年金とかもちろん。
So foolish.
だから、そう、まあやりにくいと言えばやりにくいよね、結婚とか子育てとか、そのイエーイ作っちゃおうっていう風にはならない。だから婚外子っていうの、その結婚してないで子供が生まれるシングルマザーとかもう6割が、うん、あの 貧困層になっちゃってるわけだし、だから子供欲しいんだったらまず結婚しなくちゃいけないっていう仕組みになっちゃってる、うん、だからフランスは例えばパックスがあるから、あのフルに結婚、だから離婚とか結婚とかすごいコンプリケイテッドな手続きがない制度もあるし、まあそもそもそんなにお金かからないわけだから、教育とかに、だから結婚してなくても別に子供を産んじゃってもどうにかなる、女性は、だからこう変なディレマじゃない、何あれもない、そのスティグマもない、結婚してなくて子供を持つということに対して、いやそうやってやってると子供増えるけど、なかなかね日本はあんまりこう少子化にならざるを得ないような仕組みになっちゃってるから。
I don't know if this is true, but I just get this feeling that, you know, if you're a single mother with a kid, it just becomes like you versus the world in a weird sense, you know.
Yeah.
People don't really, society as a whole isn't really embracing the existence of your child, you know. And that's a, you know, that's a cultural problem too, I think.
そうね、最近すごい話題になってるもんね、やっぱりこう子供がうるさいみたいなことばっかり言われるとか、ここで遊んじゃダメ、あそこで遊んじゃダメとか、こうなんか
子供に対して優しくない、迷惑 if it's crying or something.
そうそう、とかなんかベビーカーが邪魔だからどうのとか、そのでも結局子供たちが育つことによって年金とかのシステムが成り立ってるわけだから、実際子供は財産なんだけども、考え方によっては、でもそれがあんまりないよね。だから確かにね、怖い、だからその何エレベーター押さえてもらったりとかして、で赤ちゃんが泣いてる時にもうお母さんがすごい謝るとか、すいませんすいませんとか、それを見てるとなんかそんなに謝らなきゃいけない状態になりたくないじゃん、と思うよね。そりゃもう飛行機とかもそうじゃん、すいませんすいませんと言ったりとか、お母さんって本当大変だなって思っちゃう。 And my single mother friend is paying like 6万円 for 保育園、だからこうお金ないはない、ないならないですごい大変だし、変にって言ったらおかしいけど、変に稼いでるとそれはそれで保育園とかもの料金もバッと上がっちゃうから、それはそれで結構払わなくちゃいけないし、And they don't really like care if you're a single mom or you're married、
Yeah.
I guess, and that's why they take 6 million from you every month. So, むずいよね。
Yeah.
なかなか。
Humans, making humans. How do we make more humans?
そう。私の排卵検査薬を買った時に謎に厳しくて、ご本人ですかみたいな。使う本人ですかって言われて、本人 でしかもね、オーバーザカウンターっていうよりも薬剤師の人を通して買わないといけないのね、なんでか分かんないんだけど、で家にすごいいっぱい余ってたりしませんかみたいな、もうちゃんと使い切ってから買いに来てますかって言われて、 What am I gonna overdose on this? Like and die? Like why? なんかなんでって思った、どういうルールなんだろうね。
Well, I don't know. There might be good reasons for that stuff. I just don't know.
Maybe they don't have enough stocks.
I doubt that's the problem.
Because what if I have more left at home and I want to buy more? Like, what's the problem for
that? I don't know. I mean, it's like the pseudoephedrine thing. You can buy a bunch of boxes of that and mix it together and make crystal meth. You know, there's weird stuff going on with chemicals like that. So they're regulated depending on what they could potentially, I don't know.
So the test sheet could contain something that I can make drugs?
I'm just speculating.
I have no idea. So, なんか少子化だからさ、どうぞどうぞみたいなもうくれてもいいぐらいだの感じがしちゃうじゃん。
Yeah.
あ、これから子供作るのみたいな。ありがとうありがとうみたいなさ。
Yeah.
もうセーブで。
Give these to your friends.
そうそうそう。
Everyone get pregnant.
そうそう、コンドームみたいな感じでさ、ただ、yeah. で配布してくれよと思っちゃう。
子供産んだら、you know, some 割引 or
そうそうそう。
Campaign中 or whatever it is.
そうそう。映画ただで見れるとかさ、やってよって思っちゃうけど、やってくれないね。次。オランダのエラスムス・ロッテルダム大学のチームが24人の被験者に心地の良い写真と不快感を与える写真を複数見せて脳波をモニターしました。その際、各写真についてそれがアート作品なのか普通の写真なのかを告げ、それぞれの写真を評価させました。するとアート作品だと告げられた場合は大脳皮質の活動が弱くなっており、アートを見るときと現実を見ているときで脳の反応が異なっていることが分かりました。実験後のアンケートでは被験者の多くがアート作品と言われた方を高く評価していました。研究を率いたノア・ヴァン・ドンゲン氏は、人はアートを見ているときは現実と対峙しているときに比べ感情が抑えられており、これはアート作品を理解するために単に被写体を見るだけでなく構図や色合いなどを分析しようとするからではないかと述べています。
Researchers from Erasmus University in Rotterdam showed 24 research subjects images intended to evoke positive or negative emotions while monitoring their brainwave activity. The subjects were either told that the images were works of art or real photographs and then asked to evaluate them. When subjects were told that the photographs were art, the cerebral cortex showed reduced activity. In other words, the brain responded differently depending on whether the subject thought that they were looking at art. In a survey conducted after the experiment, participants generally rated photographs indicated as being art more favorably. Study lead Noah Van Dongen suggests that when viewing art, in contrast to viewing real photographs, subjects are less emotional, perhaps in an attempt to understand the shapes, colors, and composition, rather than just the content.
そう、なんか200年前にカントが言ったなんか説があって、こういうようなそれが今回証明されましたって書いてあったけど、面白いよね。でも確かにそういう気がする。なんか特にモダンアートとか、あのこれは写真の実験だったけど、あのダダとかさ、
ダダ、
ダダってあのアートのムーブメントの一つ。
Okay.
あの、like Dadaism.
Dadaism.
Do you know, like Marcel Duchamp とか。
No.
Have you seen the あのさ、トイレに、トイレの便器がアート作品になってて、Duchamp ってただサインしてあるだけのやつ知らない？
Oh no.
あれとかもその感情だけで見たらただのトイレだから、なんともないじゃん。
Yeah.
え、これ見てどう思えばいいのみたいな。でもそのアートのムーブメントの内容とか分かってたりとか、ダダがどういう意味なのかって分かってたら見た時にちょっと面白いとかさ、なんていうの、そのただの、ただ感情だけで見る、見ても面白いんだけど、それだけだと fully appreciate できないみたいな
面があるじゃん。 What do you think is happening exactly?
I don't、 なんかただそれが綺麗かどうかだけじゃなくて、もうちょっとだから冷静に捉えてるってことだよね。
I think,
なんか同時に、
I mean, like, I think you can, that can happen with just, just a, I mean, any photograph. If you, if I were told, for example, that a photograph was taken by a famous photographer.Then all of a sudden, my attention would be drawn to things like the composition.
Yeah, and, yeah, yeah.
And, and whatnot.
Mm.
I think it's because art is just a way for us to show other people the inside of our head. Right?
So, so, so.
It's beyond, I don't know about beyond, but it's in the realm that, you know, we can't really express certain things in language because language is so clunky and
right.
digital. So, you know, we can sort of express a feeling or an image mm. or something just from the inside of our own head. And so when you're told that that's what's happening, I think you kind of try to get inside that person's head. What were they trying to show me?
そう、なんかこう、解釈しなくちゃいけないじゃん。これはどういうことを言いたかったのかなとか。まあ、ものによるけど、別に解釈必要ない、ダダみたいに解釈必要ないものもあるけど、なんか、マグリットとか、ニッキド・サンファルとか、なんかこう、見たときにその人が考えてたことが、こう、絵を通じて伝わってくるもの。あ、こういう。で、その人の歴史とかが分かってると余計、あ、こういうことで葛藤してたんだなとか、こういう哲学的な質問が頭の中にあったんだなっていうのが、もう見たら分かるものとかって確かに、こうパッと見て、わー、綺麗とか言うだけのことではないもんね。
Well, I think it is part of this idea that everything is meaningful. Every single, the tiniest unit of information is meaningful. And so art really emphasizes that. And that's why you know, you kind of have to have the original work, because that little bump of paint on the end of that brushstroke means something.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It says something about the artist.
It's interesting because Dada was like the opposite of that.
How
like
so?
They, なんか、anti-art みたいなこと。だから、
How hipster is this character?
そうなの。そう、本当にヒプスタームーブメントだったんだよ。だから、意味があるもの、理性的なものを全部やめたい。Mm-hmm. 常識とかもやめたい。
Mm-hmm.
だから、なるべく意味がないものを作り出すみたいな。
But that's meaningful at the end.
In the end, yes.
Yeah.
In the end, yes. But yeah. when they're creating it,
unsuccessful hipster.
What they were aiming at was to create something,
right?
That was like chaotic.
Yeah, but
and meaningless.
I honestly think, like, you know, there have been great artists, but there are amazing artists today that produce unbelievable works in the form of memes, in the form of like just weird shit on the internet.
Yeah,
that's just fleeting. It just comes and it goes, and it, you know, they're just weird little memes and ideas and just any of that weird stuff, from Pepe the Frog to Velociraptor to just what
right.
whatever craziness, lolcat, like this stuff, it's genius. You know.
そうね。そうね。しかも結構長い間 stick around するものもあるもんね。Meme、mm. でも。Like, wow,、mm. this is still kind of relevant.
Yeah. And it's so weird trying to figure out what it's all for from like a cosmological perspective, or what it's all for from like what is the imagination? Where is all this shit coming from?
Yeah.
Where is it coming from? You know?
そうね。そうだから最近なんか I have some art prints at home、
mm-hmm.
in my living room and my bedroom, and I'm getting sick of prints. Like I、mm. want real stuff. Like it doesn't have to be by famous people or anything.
Okay.
So I've been looking for it, and it's quite difficult because it's usually expensive.
Mm-hmm.
でもなんかそのプリントとか急になんかつまんないと思って本物なんか本当に誰が手でやったやつが欲しいの、
uh-huh. But this is in your head, because someone could give you a print and tell you it's the real thing, and you'd have a smile on your face, you go home and you'd hang it up.
No, but the texture is different.
No, but if you couldn't tell the difference, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. And what if someone made art inside Photoshop? You have to look it up.
I want,
look at it on
I
a screen.
I want like skills that came with their hands.
Hmm.
Not like, まあ、マウスも手だけど。
Right?
Like paint. like actual pigments.
So it has to be real pigments. Yeah. Does it matter where the pigments are? Like, where's
like
the
3D printer?
Yeah, where's the paint from though? At this, you know,
I don't know. Like, I want to see like made? Brush strokes.
Was
and
that
stuff.
Brush made in a factory or is it a handcrafted brush? All my brushes are handcrafted by blind Tibetan monks.
That would be cool.
And transported over the mountains.
No,
by
I
hawks.
Bought this. I bought this little art like collage in Paris,
mm-hmm.
and it was like 80 euro. Really cheap. So I want something like that. I want to collect real stuff.
Hmm.
And this is something that I never really
real
had.
Stuff. You see that little fish
desire.
Fossil there?
Yeah.
That's real. But that's the only thing that's cool about it, really.
So, だからこれが偽物だったら、偽物がプリントだったらいらないじゃん。
Do you know how old this is? I got it for like 400 yen.
but
it's, and there's tons of these, you know, kinds of fossils. I don't know, millions of years.
Hmm.
I don't know about that particular fish. It probably hasn't been dated.
Hmm.
But old enough to be a fossil.
こう、年を重ねていくごとに、なんかそういう本物とか、なんか古いもの、なんかさ、あの、飲みの市とか行くと、びっくりするよう なんか江戸時代の本みたいなのとか売ってんの、
うん、
普通に買えるの誰でもえこんなの江戸東京博物館にあるやつじゃんみたいなやつが普通に東海道中膝くりげとかさ売ってるんだよすごくない私あれもう何時間でも見れると思っちゃったあと浮世絵みたい なんか昔のポスターとか、
うん、But it comes back to this idea that all of it counts, you know?Because the difference between a print and the real thing just depends on how closely you're looking.
Yeah.
Right?
Or it's like mass production aspect. You know what I mean?
But, like if but that mass production is only an issue because it's reducing the original information. It's a form of compression. It's like listening to an MP3 or something.
Right.
If you have a printed out version of artwork,
like,
right?
Like I want this real thing that's not...Like, replicated?
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
しかも prints も意外と高いんだよね。なぜか。
Isn't there a weird overlap between, like, getting an original painting and getting, like, a fossil or something? Or getting... There's, like...
Yeah.
Just the history of, like, some artifact.
Right.
That is oddly appealing for some reason. I mean, it never ends. If I could just start collecting artifacts, there'd be a huge woolly mammoth thigh bone in the center of my room right now.
Yeah.
And all sorts of other weird shit that I don't need.
Yeah. So, たまになんかさ、有名な画家の絵で何十億円で落札されましたとかあるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
あれもなんか、私は個人的にはその絵にそんな別に金銭的価値なんてつけられないじゃんだってアートにでもあれだけの値がつくっていうのはもうそのやった人が死んじゃってるから、
mm-hmm.
もう同じようなものが作れないっていうことでああいう値がついてるんだって自分の中で理解してるんだけど
Have you heard artists refer to their own work as something that they could only make in that time period that they're not、mm-hmm. even though they're still alive、mm-hmm. they know
Yeah,
that that was their peak and this was their greatest work of art and they can't even、
まあそうね、
get back、
まあ、ピークだけじゃなくても例えばピカソとかみたいにさ一番わかりやすいけどこう何そのフェーズがあるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
青の時代とかなんかキュービズムとかでもそのフェーズに入っちゃったらもう元には戻れないっていうかもう先に進むしかないからその本人も別に、
right.
キュービズムもうやめたってなってからじゃあまた急にキュービズムっぽい絵を描くとかってあんまないわけで、
mm.
だから価値があるんだよねきっと
So that's how musical artists are too、
うん、そうだね
Kanye's old shit is good
Yeah, yeah, yeah
But that's done There's no more of that
Yeah
And that's just kind of how it goes
そう、ね、
It's that, you know, that expression
本人が変わっちゃうからね自分の中身が、
right. Well, nothing stays the same. And so when you try to obtain some original artwork or something. And I'm kind of weary of that impulse because I feel like, okay, what am I doing here? Like I have this thing and that's cool, but what am I doing? Am I building a nest? Am I preparing my deathbed? You know, what is the accumulation of like little artifacts and really cool stuff? You know, it's like, I was reading the other day how Bill Gates bought the hammer. It's called the hammer. I think it was called the hammer.
Okay.
Which is a set of documents produced by Leonardo da Vinci.
Hmm.
And he bought the original da Vinci documents for like, I don't know how much he paid. It was like
超高い.
hundreds of millions of dollars, if not more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's freaking da Vinci. And so he bought this stuff. No one knows the contents inside. It's so valuable, so precious. He paid, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars for it. And then a year later, he scans the whole thing and just uploads it onto the internet for free.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And that's probably the best thing you could do with it.
I guess so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, to keep the content.
And Bill Gates, you know, people probably come to his house like, oh, can I see the hammer? It's like, oh, yeah. Here it is.
It's right there.
Yeah. It's cool, yeah.
On the coffee table.
Yeah. I don't really look at it that often anymore, but I remember the excitement when I bought it.
I spilled coffee once all over it.
Yeah. It'd be tragic. So keep... Researchers have constructed what is being hailed as the most accurate depiction of a living dinosaur to date in the form of a Psittacosaurus. Psittacosaurus. The physical model was created by paleo artist Robert Nichols and is based on scientific research conducted on a fossil from China in which tail filaments and soft tissue are surprisingly intact. The Psittacosaurus is a beaked bipedal dinosaur a bit larger than a turkey that lived during the Cretaceous period more than 100 million years ago. It is an odd-looking herbivorous dinosaur with large eyes, cheek horns, and large bristles in its tail.
考古学の知識を画像で再現するパレオアーティストのロバート・ニコルズ氏が恐竜の一種であるプシッタコサウルスの最も正確な想像図を制作しました。想像図を作るため軟組織や毛が驚くほど良い保存状態のまま中国で見つかった個体の化石を化学分析しました。プシッタコサウルスは短いくちばしがあり二足歩行で七面鳥より少し大きいぐらいで今から1億年前の白亜紀を生きた草食恐竜です。目がまん丸で大きく頬には小さな角が生え尻尾には太い毛が生えた変わった見た目でした。あの写真見て笑っちゃった。ちょっとなんか
可愛いでしょ。
うん、可愛い。ちょっと間抜けっぽい感じの、あの恐竜っていうよりも亀っぽいよね、顔だけ見ると。あのくちばしといってもちょっとこう短い、ほんと亀みたいな口の形してて、
It's like a parrot mouth or beak.
そうだね、亀っぽい。
And the cheek horns are fairly
そうね、あのほっぺの角も結構ちっちゃめのね、ちょっちょろって感じで生えてて、で尻尾にこう縦向きになぜか長いぶっとい毛がわしゃわしゃ生えてるっていう、なんでそこだけ毛がちょろっと生えてんのかなみたいな不思議な見た目だよね。
I think the tail bristles are just a mating signaling thing.
Hmm.
Or at least that's what the researchers speculated. Did you see a picture of the fossil from China?
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
うん。しかもね、ファソからしてもう可愛いよね。なんかわかる？くしゃってなってる。なんかくしゃってなってて可愛かった。でも、これ色はわかんないんだよね。色も部分的にはわかってるのかな？
So they use a technique called laser stimulated fluorescence as well as polarized light photography techniques, and they were able to see pigmentation.
Okay.
And basically the density of melanosomes, which contain the pigment, and what they're speculating that because of the shape of the melanosomes that they see, I guess generally that shape is associated with a brown pigmentation. They're thinking that it was had brown on it. We don't know whether the whole thing was brown.
毛は?毛も?
Well, it's mostly hairless.
でも後ろの毛は、なんかカラフルとかだったら面白いのにね。なんか rainbow colorとかさ。
It's possible.
クジャクみたいな感じ。
Yeah, I don't think that they had the ability to figure that part out, but
これオスなの? メス? 何?
The fossil?
うん。
I don't know, actually.
なんか恐竜くんが言ってたみたいにさ、オスとメスで全然違うこともあるじゃん。どうなんだろうね。なんかメスには毛が生えてないとかあるかもしれないよね。
Yeah, or more plain looking.
てか本当にこの顔ちょっとみんな見てほしい。あの、It
doesn't look real for some reason.
でもその、これまでのなんかプチッタコサウルスで普通に検索すると、 この一番新しい想像図じゃないやつが出てくるから、もうちょっとなんかね、恐竜っぽい顔が、恐竜っぽいでか、これまで言われてきた、もうちょっとこう爬虫類っぽい感じなんだけど、この新しいやつはね、なんて言うんだろうね。
Everyone sort of felt the same way. I was looking at internet comments.
あ、そう。
And people were shitting on it. It's like dinosaurs are ruined. of course it's looks like a goober. Like people were just this thing looks, you know, people were just shitting on the way the dinosaur looks.
でしかもなんかちっちゃいじゃん。だからなんか七面鳥サイズでこんなのがなんかひょこひょこ歩いてたら確実に可愛いよね。
Well, from a PR or marketing standpoint, this isn't the best dinosaur to doll up as a, you know,
representative of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
まあね。あとなんかほっぺの角はさ、何に、なんでほっぺにあんな短い角ついてんだろうね。
I don't know, but they definitely, just by coincidence, the goofiest looking dinosaur that ever lived is also the best preserved fossil that we have.
いや、わかんないよ。もっとすごい間抜けなのいたかもしれない。
But part of it is, you know, this particular species of dinosaur was very common. And there are large numbers of them.
Okay.
All over the all over the world. Yeah, there's tons of these things.
やっぱさ、うちらが子供の頃に想像してた白亜紀とちょっと違うんだよね、これを見ちゃうと。
Well, I mean, it's not like it was 80% this or anything. But during this particular period, the Cretaceous period, where, you know, there were herbivores.
Yeah.
Chilling.
なんかもうちょっとさ、こう巨大で なんかこうもっと爬虫類っぽい首長竜的なやつばっかりって思って育ったらさ、やっぱなんかあれっていう感じはする。
Well, if you get into the Jurassic Park Jeep and you're just stoked for an adventure,
yeah.
And it like goes into the jungle and the gates close behind you and it's like, and then this little goober comes out and it's just like nibbling on a, and it's like the size of a chicken. You're like, what?
Yeah.
What?
ジープ乗らなくていいよね、もう。
Give me my
なんか自転車とかでいいよね。
Yeah. But even if there, let's say there's a real Jurassic Park today, but there's only one type of dinosaur and it's this. would you go, right?
Yeah, I would go.
But you just watch it nibble leaves for like 5 minutes and
なんか家で飼えそうだよね。
Yeah. You just have to put your plants somewhere high up or something.
いや。だからこう恐竜だけど、だから鳥みたいな感じだけど毛がふさふさ生えてないわけじゃん。つるっとしてるってことだよね。ちょっと清潔そうだから家の中でも飼えそうじゃない。いや。なんか羽が落ちないしみたいな。 I don't know.
Well, they think it was quite intelligent. Its brain is larger than than some of the other.
Okay.
Like proportionally.
これはね、ちょっとぜひあのプシッタコサウルスで検索し、日本語で検索してもこれは出ないと思うんだよね、まだでも。英語で検索したら、あの、 この記事出てくるからちょっと見てほしい。
One interesting thing about this dinosaur that they were able to determine from the analysis of that fossil is that it had something called counter shading. In other words, the counter shading is gradation in the pigmentation of an animal's skin in order to compensate for sunlight. So basically what it means is the parts of the dinosaur that would be lit up the most by sunlight are darkest, right? So the top of the dinosaur's back and spine are the darkest, and it gets kind of lighter, and then its underbelly is kind of light colored, right?
うちの猫だよ、まさにそれ。
Yeah, so that's counter shading. It's a form of, it's a strategy for camouflage. But they could tell by where the lightness began on the animal's body. You can tell by the type of counter shading, basically how high up on the animal the counter shading is occurring, the kind of light that the animal inhabited. So you can tell by looking at the shading on this dinosaur that it wasn't out in the open. It wasn't under direct sunlight. It was under diffuse sunlight, which means that the counter shading is less abrupt and it goes further down on the animal.
じゃあ、ブッシュとかの中に行ったってこと? Woods とか?
Basically a forest environment with a canopy where there is some sunlight. I mean, sunlight's generally coming from above you, but it's not as direct or as harsh as being out in a field or something.
I see.
And that was kind of interesting. I don't think they've been able to do that for a dinosaur before.
じゃあ森とか歩いてるとこれが出てくるってことか?
Yeah, it's like a jungle forest, turkey-sized, goofy-looking, かわいい、ね、spiny cheek dinosaur.
なんか本当にさ夢があるよね恐竜ってこんなのが本当にこの同じさ惑星にいたんだと思うとさ、
One interesting thing about its the pigmentation, well, birds don't have pigmentation in their skin, right? You pluck all the feathers and then it's just pale,
肌色
right?
Yeah.
Chickens plucked they look weird, right?
Well, like us.
Yeah, well, we wear clothes.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Yeah, so if you pluck your clothes off, we're the same color as chickens.
Yeah.
Most, I don't even know if most people, pale white people, you know?
Yeah.
But the loss of the pigmentation in birds is an interesting thing to look at here because clearly this animal has pigmentation in its skin, right?
そっかそっか。だから毛で覆われてったわけじゃないってことだよね。Mm-hmm.そっかそっか。あ、that's really cool.
Yeah. 次。On September 20th, a user on popular developer website GitHub posted that one of North Korea's servers was accidentally configured to allow access to all 28 of its domains from outside the country. While experts had estimated that North Korea's intranet consisted of somewhere between 1,000and 5,500 websites, there only appeared to be 28 total. North Korea's intranet, known as Kwangmyong or Bright, was launched in 2000. As an intranet, it does not grant access to users to view the global internet, and it also prevents the leakage of information to the outside world. The website most recently details the activities of Kim Jong-un, who is chairman of the Workers' Party in Korea,Chairman of the State Affairs Commission to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, as well as Supreme Leader, who most recently oversaw the successful test firing of a rocket engine suitable for delivering satellites to a geostationary orbit. He also visited a fruit farm recently, according to rodong.rep.kp. The websites are laden with nationalist propaganda, and there were also several articles that seemed to be referencing Japan and South Korea.
おととい、北朝鮮のサーバーの一つがエラーを起こし、28個のサイトすべてが海外から閲覧可能になっていたことが GitHub のユーザー投稿によって明らかになりました。これまで専門家たちは北朝鮮には1000から5000個のウェブサイトがあると推測していましたが、全部で28個しか存在しないようです。 クアンミョンと呼ばれる北朝鮮のイントラネットは2000年に設立され、国内ユーザーはグローバルなインターネットへは接続できないほか、海外からのアクセスも遮断されています。北朝鮮のウェブサイトの内容はほとんどが金正恩氏の言動に関するものです。金正恩氏は朝鮮労働党委員長、国務委員長、朝鮮人民軍最高司令官、最高指導者などを務めており、2日前には人工衛星運搬用ロケットエンジンの地上燃焼実験の成功に立ち会いました。国内のサイトによると果物農園にも訪れたそうです。国内サイトはプロパガンダで溢れており、日本や韓国について述べているページもありました。何急にこの果物農園の話急すぎるわ。
Yeah.
全部で28個しかないんだね。
That's what it seems like. I mean, it's hard to know for sure. But that's what it appears to be. I mean, I don't know where the estimates of 5,500 websites came from if they only have
28.
I mean, it probably came from them, honestly.
あれだもんね、だってなんか偉い人しかアクセスできないだもんね、どっちにしろお金がある人っていうか。
You have to have very well for the intranet, anyone can access it via dial-up, and there are actually internet cafes in North Korea that,
oh, okay.
that the public can use for free.
But it's not like you can make a website or anything, right?
No, you can't. No, you can't make a website.
You can just view.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they did have Facebook at one point, supposedly, which was called StarCon. And it was like a North Korean version of Facebook. StarCon's kind of dope. They should bring that back.
I guess. They don't have it anymore?
No. Well, at the time of this leak, it was inaccessible, so it seems like it's gone. Yeah. But among some of the websites that they have, one is called Great National Unity, which is the Pyongyang Broadcasting Agency. They have the Kim Il-sung University website. They have the Korean Central News Agency, which is their main get your official government sanctioned news. They have a sports website called Sports Chosun. They have a Pyongyang International Film Festival website called Core Film. They have Air Koryo, which is North Korea's only commercial airline.
Okay.
And they have a culinary website, which has North Korean recipes.
Ah, それ見たいね、ちょっと。
Yeah. Cook some
North
delicious.
Korean food.
And it has restaurant reviews.
それ見たい。この Korean dishes ちょっと見たい。
Well, as soon as this leak happened, everyone went to those websites and they were crushed. So,
でしょうね。
So it's hard to access them, but
no more North Korean recipes.
Yeah, and they've probably corrected this whole thing by now.
そうだね。こんなニュースになっちゃったからね。
Yeah.
It's
weird, isn't it? These people.In this country, living in this totally fake world, it's like that Jim Carrey movie almost.
True Man Show.
Yeah.
Mysterious, だよね.
And how unbelievably supreme is this leader? Right, Kim Jong Un.
まあね、この肩書きがすごいいっぱいあるもんね。だってこの今挙げた4つだけじゃないでしょ。あと1、2個あるよね、多分。
At least, yeah.
しかも自分で自分アポイントしてんだよね、だって。まあ、I'm sure you have like a discussion with your guys, but you're like appointing yourself, I like. はい、私が委員長になります、みたいな。
とりあえず supreme. supreme
とりあえず一番偉いところ。
Yeah.
なんかこの間また誰か処刑されてたよね、なんか自分の側近みたいな人、が なんかしかもすごい変な理由だった、忘れちゃった、なんか He just didn't like something about this guy.
Was it the anti-aircraft gun that they used to Don't they like, he executes people in like a really flamboyant way.
Oh, right? Yeah?
Yeah, didn't, well, it's hard to know how much is true, but, you know, he feeds people to dogs, or he shoots you with an anti, some sort of anti-air artillery round. Like, you get shot with, like, a huge gun. Like, you're just standing out there, and they bring out the biggest fucking gun that they have.
Wow.
And it just, they just aim this enormous gun at you, and they just blow you to pieces, supposedly, if you fall asleep during one of his...
Yeah,
well, I have to wonder, you know, to what extent... You know, what is the inside of Kim Jong-un's mind? He believes all this stuff to some extent, doesn't he? Is he totally lucid? Is he totally in control? Does he know exactly what he's doing? I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
I think he's delusional.
Mm.
Right?
あれでもさ、あれ、彼は留学してないんだっけ？なんかさ、スイスとか、なんかヨーロッパにさ、留学してたよね、息子。あの、キム・ジョンイルの息子誰かな、何
？Wasn't that like a different...
この人じゃないんだっけ？
なんかさ、Maybe. I don't know.
留学したら外の世界を見るわけじゃん。で、友達とかもできるしさ。
Yeah, but through his warped mind, you know?
でもなんか国外とかを見たときに あれなんか聞いてた話と違うみたいなのとかさなんないのかなと思ったけど
Well, what if Kim Jong-un goes on a trip overseas and he sees, you know, the world and he hangs out with all these different kinds of people and he makes friends with dolphins and stuff and he goes back to North Korea what does he do? You know what I mean?
Buy dolphins
What does he do?It's like, sorry guys, this was all a huge lie.
でもさ、デニス・ロットマンと仲良くしてたじゃん。で、彼の話ではさ、もう本当にもうアメ、何、欧米のセレブみたいな生活してると言ってたじゃん。なんかクルーザーに女いっぱい乗せてとか、あの、I don't remember if they were talking about drugs, but like basically 本当になんかピンプライフみたいな感じ。それは私が思ってた。
If there were no drugs, Dennis Rodman wouldn't be there. Let's be real.
そうだから私が思ってた想像とちょっと違った。だからラッパーのミュージックビデオみたいな感じ、の生活をしてるみたいな。だから、
well, he's at illegal levels of balling. He's doing things that like you can have all the money in the world, but you know you, it's prohibited. You're not the supreme.You're not supreme enough, right? But he can just do whatever he wants over there, right?
ね、だってもちろんこの国営放送の動画しか見ないじゃない私たちは彼の姿を、mm-hmm. だからいつもこうちゃんとした制服みたいなやつを着てさこうそれこそ果物農園なりなんなりに視察に行ってさ、mm-hmm. はははってしてるとこしか見ないけどそのプライベートの生活は本当にね、何考えてんだろうねなんか彼の頭の中ではどういうふうに捉えられてるんだろうね。
Yeah.
北朝鮮とか自分のポジションとか他の国のことが。
You know, there's real people inside North Korea that are looking out at the world and they have this totally Orwellian sort of perspective.
だってなんだっけ北朝鮮の20何歳の宇宙飛行士が太陽に着陸しましたみたいなさ。
Yeah, did that guy survive? Is he okay? Do you want to check on that guy?
なんかそれとかもさ、
だって彼が、It's really hot over here.
だってそれはキム・ジョンウンさんが承認してるストーリーなわけでしょきっと、mm-hmm. じゃないと流せないもんね。だそれとかもさ、どういうなんかすごいドリームランドみたいなことなのかな
Yeah. He's almost like Michael Jackson with a country. But instead of children, he has like lots of people. I don't know. There's nothing else like it in the world, right? North Korea. I'll almost be sad when it's gone, if that ever happens. I'll be like, oh yeah, North Korea. Do you remember Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know? I mean, people are starving to death there.
Well, for sure. For sure. Definitely. But there's just this really weird sort of vibe to Kim Jong-un and his empire, where it's kind of adorable. It's almost like...
And his hairstyle. You kind of...
Yeah, there's like... No one, you know, he does these like nuclear tests and stuff, but no one's like freaking out and trying to invade right away or anything, right? We all kind of don't take him too seriously.
Yeah, because it's just like they're doing their own thing. Like, let's just leave them alone. Unless Japan has a strange relationship because they were kidnapping our people, but, you know. Other than that, it's like...
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff written on their website about Japan. Unfortunately, the translations were just so... It was the Google Translate from Korean to English. So it was like, apparently Japan has arrested somebody from North Korea, like...
Oh, okay.
Captured them for them revealing, you know, the roots of like anti-Japanese sentiments in their country or something. I mean, it was weird. I couldn't really figure out what it was, but there's a lot going on politically over there in terms of like North Korea and other countries. Like the people in North Korea are being told things about Japan.
Oh, yeah,
being told things about South Korea, being told things about America.
Right.
And we're not really sure exactly what they're being told.
Right.
Right.
It's not relevant for us because we're not going to meet them. You know, they can think that we eat other people or something, but that doesn't even affect us because they're not going to, we're not going to meet and become friends ever.
It's weird. I'm just imagining two North Koreans sitting down and having the exact same conversation.
Yeah. It's really trippy, right? What if their world is real and ours is not?
Yeah. Yeah. How much do
you
really
know?
How much do you really know? Have you gone out and really made sure that all this stuff is the way people say it is? You know?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's really weird. Right?
This is how you get like flat earthers and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the people, you just start questioning everything. It's like the moon landing. Oh, how do you know the moon landing is real?
Yeah.
Well, if you actually want to go out and you trust nobody and you really got to confirm for yourself and see it with your own eyes that, yes, the moon landing happened, it's going to be very tough to satisfy you, you know?
Yeah,
and that's true for
sure.
That's true for anything.
Yeah.
I came across the weirdest shit the other day. I was... Apparently, eugenics, basically the philosophy of Nazi Germany, the idea of sterilizing people and trying to breed, you know, the superior white Aryan race and all this stuff,
right.
That originated in the United States. In fact, most proponents of eugenics were actually based in California, and Hitler was actually inspired by American eugenics philosophy.
Towards Native Americans? Or?
No, in general. They were doing this to their own populations in the United States before World War II. Yeah. I was like researching this about eugenics in the United States and how...
But how? I mean, towards who? Like...
Well, the sterilizing certain people and saying that certain people are not allowed to breed and... Basically managing who can have children.
Like based on intelligence or?
Based on, intelligence, your race, just a sort of subjective evaluation of your genetic quality.
Huh.
Was being carried out in the United States somewhat vigorously prior to World War II, prior to Nazi Germany. And supposedly officials in Germany had gotten their inspiration from the United States.
Huh.
And they went down that path. And started exterminating Jews and stuff. I was reading this on the internet. I mean, and I couldn't believe it was true. I was like, there's no way this is true. There's no way. There's no way. And I kept doing more research. I was like, what? There's no way. I've never been told anything about this.
And it's real?
I don't know. I'm in the North Korean situation.
Wait, is it more like a conspiracy theory or it's like in history? Like what?
As far as I can tell, it's documented historical fact. It's 100% true. Just nobody talks about it.
How did it die down? Because of Nazi?
Yeah.
Oh.
How fucked up is that, if that's true?
They weren't even on the same
In my defense, I just read it on the internet. But I'm pretty sure it's true.
あれだよね、関西の人が言う知らんけどってやつだよね。
Yeah. Yeah.
知らんけどってつけとけばどうにかなる。
Well, people do it way more casually in Japanese all the time. 何々だって or 何々らしいよ or just there's no fucking tangible sources for anything.
Well, for me, 知らんけど is like the ultimate.
Yeah, you're
form.
Really going out of your way. You might as well not.
It's like
even
you can just
say
whatever.
Yeah.
You want and you get away with it.
Tsugi. A hypothesis that consciousness could be considered a new type of matter, dubbed perceptronium, is gaining some traction among theoretical physicists and neuroscientists alike. The idea was introduced in 2014 by cosmologist Max Tegmark from MIT. Tegmark contends that the same way that there are states of matter like solid, liquid, or gas, consciousness itself is also an emergent phenomenon that is generated by the organization of matter. He explains in his paper as follows. Generations of physicists and chemists have studied what happens when you group together vast numbers of atoms, finding that their collective behavior depends on the pattern in which they are arranged, and the key difference between a solid, a liquid, and a gas lies not in the types of atoms, but in their arrangement.
意識は新しい種類の物質であるという仮説が理論物理学者や神経学者たちの間で話題となっています。専門家たちはこの物質をペルセプトロニウムと呼んでいます。この仮説は2014年に MIT の宇宙学者マックス・テグマーク氏が提言したもので、固形物、液体、ガスなどのように意識も物質の集合体から生み出される現象であると主張しました。彼は論文の中で以下のように説明しています。物理学者や化学者たちは多くの原子を集めると何が起きるのかを代々研究してきました。そして原子の集合体の動きはその配列によって変化することを見つけました。固形物、液体、ガスの違いは原子の種類自体が異なるわけではなく配列が違うだけなのです。面白いね。
Yeah, so I guess an important thing to point out here is that this perceptronium isn't a physical thing. Do you know what I mean? Well, I mean it's a physical thing in the same way that a solid, liquid, or a gas is a physical thing.
Right.
Those are just states of matter, right? So the idea here is that consciousness occurs in varying degrees. It's a measurable phenomenon. It's an emergent phenomenon that depends not on the matter itself or any properties of the matter itself, in particular, but rather just the organization of the matter. And that organization could be contained in anything, basically.
Right.
Yeah. But it really, it's this perspective is almost like a tool for being able to understand and quantify consciousness, because otherwise it is extremely difficult for us to do anything with consciousness. You can't measure it, you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't really do, I mean, where is it? It seems like it's in your brain, but is it really? You know, where is this subjective perspective coming from?
Yeah.
Max Tegmark is a really interesting character who, I mean, he's given TED Talks on this subject, and he was also recruited by Elon Musk to help develop artificial intelligence and hopefully eventually develop a neural lace.
Neural lace?
Yeah, a neural lace would be, at this stage, it's essentially a nanotech mesh that is placed within your brain, that your brain incorporates into its own structure. And so that mesh would be able to transmit information to your brain and receive information from your brain. And then that mesh would be, you know, wirelessly connected to the internet or something.
How do you put it in your head?
Mesh? You remove the top of your skull. And
ew!
Then you place the mesh.
God, no thanks.
Yeah, people have been doing experiments with this sort of stuff for many, many years, trying to develop a neural lace.
That is... No.
It's the ultimate goal in for many people. Many people think that it is the ultimate goal. Technological
goal. Ultimate goal is to be able to have something like that in your head without opening your skull.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
But the current state of the neural lace is that sort of a mesh.
Oh, I'm afraid
that Elon will test it on himself and have his head cut open.
Yeah.
Because that's what a lot of these crazy people that chase the neural lace, that's what they tend to do. Because if you don't have it in your own head, you can't really understand what needs to be changed to make it better, right?
Yeah.
So there have been these researchers that are like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And then they have their head cut off and they put a neural lace in there. And it doesn't always work out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, yamete.
But yeah, this way of looking at consciousness, I think, is is probably the
best way. でも確かにそういうふうに考えたら、まあそっかっていう感じがする。
Well, alternatives would be you have a soul, that there's a life energy, that there's some sort of Gaia mind, that like your brain is actually an antenna, and that it's... That there's something either magical or spiritual or, you know, something else going on that would explain consciousness. But from Tegmark's perspective, that's not the case.
I like spiritual stuff. でもなんか魂みたいなのはなんか全然しっくりこない。
I think oftentimes spiritual stuff just sort of... sacrifices the, you know, interesting parts of stuff that doesn't require spiritual stuff to explain, if that makes sense. I mean, if you look at it from Tegmark's point of view, then it can still be spiritual. You don't have to invoke a soul or something like that. Because now you can say that, you know, the universe is literally produces awareness as a form of organization.
Well, that's what it's been doing, right? Whether this guy's right or not, I mean,
I think that is what it's... Well, you know, people would disagree with you. They would say that God did it, or that life, you know, is your reincarnation of some sort of...
Right.
You know, very well-behaved frog that was so fortunate to be reincarnated as a human being.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Right? I mean, those ideas actually have more support in terms of numbers than what Tegmark is proposing here.
Right. そうだね。確かにね。 Yeah, I don't even agree that humans are the best animal. I mean, that reincarnation thing is based on the notion that you definitely want to become a human. If you had a choice.
Well, as a human...
Right?
I would agree with that sentiment.
I don't.
That's because you want to be a cat.
Or just something more simple, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Not something that overthinks, like humans.
Yeah, but choices are totally irrelevant to how this thing actually works, or what you want to be, I think. Yeah, is... I mean, if reincarnation were true, it would be relevant, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, you know? Like, oh, like if you fuck up in this life, then you're going to become an ant next life. Mm-hmm. And you're like, damn it. But that's based on the notion that you don't want to become an ant.
Yeah, right? Well, basically,
which is pretty rude.
You're lower class, don't steal my shit, you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
I deserve to be rich. This all happened for a reason.
Yeah. So, no.
This kind of parallels what they've done with dark matter and dark energy in terms of labeling phenomena in term, you know, according to what we can measure, what they, what we, you know, as a starting point, right?
Right.
I think dark matter is not ambiguous enough, actually, whereas this... I don't know, this name they gave to it, perceptronium. That actually didn't come from Max Tegmark. That came from Giulio Tononi, who has this idea, what was it called? Like integrated information theory, I think.
Okay.
Which he introduced in 2008, which basically defined consciousness as something that was able to store, process, and recall information, and also it had to be an integrated whole. But by his definition, something like a thermostat could have a very low level of consciousness as a system.
Right.
A thermostat. But is he wrong? Does a thermostat have some really low level of consciousness?
We don't know.
If you look at the way life evolved and you look at all these different life forms and what they're doing, the awareness level in each life form increases as you approach the present. Right?
Say that again?
The awareness of each of life forms, the general awareness that that life form has of the surrounding world, has increases as you approach the present. We are the most...
Oh, historically speaking, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. Where else are you going to approach the present from?
I don't know.
But the past. But, this is an enterprise of awareness. I think the universe is an enterprise of awareness. So we kind of think like, oh, a bug doesn't have consciousness because it can't feel. Well, maybe the way you feel things is just the way you feel things, you know? It's sort of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because anything that's alive has sensors on it, right? Everything that's alive just has tons of little sensors.
Yeah.
It's all sensors. Eyes are sensors.
Yeah.
Ears are sensors. Nose is a sensor. And then the brain is like this super sensor, right? Where you're conducting science and then we're building sensors.
Yeah.
And you saw the sensor that they have to basically photograph particle collisions at the Keck B particle accelerator, yeah? So, and then that gives us the most awareness in return, right?
Yeah.
The craziest
right.
sensors. So it's like we're sort of augmenting ourselves with more and more sensors, increasing our awareness more and more.
Yeah.
And then when we inevitably create the artificial intelligence, then that will become like the ultimate sensor, the ultimate awareness,
yeah.
the omnipresent, omniscient, just awareness thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We are. So, iPhone とかもそうだもんね。Like sensor wise.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the things that we have, like apps and whatever. 電卓とか.
Yeah.
You know. So. Yeah.
Yeah, what is awareness? What is it doing? What's the point? There's weird, it relates to quantum mechanics and like the, how particles can exist in multiple places at once or exhibit multiple properties simultaneously. But as soon as it's measured, the measurement sort of, collapses the wave and then you have a single measured result. Right.
Mm.
And so that kind of makes you wonder like, well, is awareness some way of amplifying this? This awareness. I mean, I think we kind of got into it with the special episode last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's interesting to see these new ways of considering things floating around like this.
Nankaza, we always talk about language, but. あの昨日動物の番組がやっててテレビで見てたので、なんか基本的になんかさ、このバイリンガルニュースやってるからすごい動物が人間が思ってるよりも全然賢いとか もっといろんなことできるっていうのがどんどん分かってきてるじゃん、うん、っていうのが常に頭の中にあるからかもしれないんだけど、うん、なんかイルカがこうあのキャプティブのイルカねがあのキャッチボールをするみたいな空中で、だから一匹がバーンって上がってトスしたやつを後からもう一匹がバッて出てきてキャッチしますみたいな、それをなんかすごいみたいな言ってて、でどうやってタイミングを合わせてるんですかねみたいな、で水中で声を出して合図を出してる、音を出して合図を出してるんですよみたいな、で絶対にそういう動物の話をするときに音を出して相手に何かを伝えることができるみたいな言い方をするじゃん、でわーすごいそんなことできるんですねみたいな、音を出してコミュニケーションできるんだみたいな言うけどさ、人間も一緒じゃん、音っていうからだけど声ってことでしょ、
うん、
なんかだから音を出してコミュニケーションするっていうか喋ってるってことじゃん、つまり、
うん、
でもなんかこう動物になると人間と違う単語を使う癖があるっていうかさ、なんかそういうことになってるからわかる、なんかLike, I don't know why we ended up doing this.
Talking, you mean?
Or... No, like using different terms for humans and other animals. Like,
I see what you mean.
It's like, it's nothing to be overly impressed with if you know that humans are doing the same thing.
Well, there was an experiment.
Like, we're no different.
That they've done recently that determined that dogs...interpret language in a way that's somewhat right. different than other animals.
And they can see our tones too, you know, yeah. when we talk to them.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious to anyone that has a dog.
Before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fucking obvious.
So.
But you need the official study to come out for all the non-dog owners. So. Yeah.
So, nanka, I mean, I think if you've ever seen wild dolphins in front of you,you can easily tell that they're like millions of times better than us in swimming.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, doing catchball とかなんか, of course they can do it. Like, I don't know. It's like everyone was so impressed. Like, wow, like, how can they ever do it? Like, なんかバカにしてんのかみたいに思っちゃうじゃん。
Well, the embarrassing reality of that is that, you know, our increasing...It really is just our increasing awareness of their behaviors. So, basically, as our limits of measurement improve, we'll be able to confirm more and more linguistic capabilities that are held by animals like crows and dolphins and dogs and whatnot.
Yeah, and it's this weird tone that, you know, it's like, oh, we didn't think they could do this type of, you know,Like, what is this weird expectation that they won't... Like, you think that animals can't do these things? Like, well, really low expectation.
The connotation of, like, the word talking, you know, if you say, oh, yeah, the dolphins are just talk, you know, they talk. That's how they do it. Then it's like, what, they talk? You know, and all of a sudden we assume that they walk around on two things and, like, walk.
Yeah, so that's why instead they have to use the word, like, they make sounds to communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, wow, like, they can do that?
Yeah, but we're
all doing that, too.
We should be doing it to ourselves. I mean, here are two people. We're sitting down right
now. Yeah, we're making strange sounds.
Neither of us have done anything at all for the last hour or so.
We're just looking at each other.
And making small mouth noises. And these small mouth noises are being deconstructed and interpreted inside of your mind almost instantaneously. To a level of sophistication and complexity where, I mean, you couldn't possibly approach it with a conscious mind to sit there and try to decipher this.
Yeah.
It's just a phenomenal subconscious process that we just sort of just, you know, bobble our heads around and do.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just get easily offended by these stupid things.
On behalf of dolphins that don't understand what the hell is going on.
On behalf of all the other animals.Like non-human animals that are like constantly underrated.
I get weird about trees lately. Trees. Like, because I feel like trees are just not respected.
I have my own trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my balcony. And I'm like, I really appreciate them.
Right?
Yeah.
But you would get almost no, you'd get like 3 pairs of waribashi out of your tree, right?
そうか、それやめて、悲しくな
る。But that's what I'm talking about. Like,
やめてよ。
You get like 3 pairs of waribashi out of your
tree. ジャスミンツリーっていうね、ちっちゃい。ちっちゃくもない、なんか木があるのうちに。それが、今日花が一個咲いて、すごいいい匂いなの。I love them. And I have olive tree. I have this strange shaped tree that I was gifted. So I don't know what it's called.
If you really think about it, you've sort of kidnapped these trees. These are like trees that were sold by pet shops, well, tree shops.
Yeah.
And,
well, they were already kidnapped. Like, they were held captive.
Yeah.
And I just moved them to my balcony.
And they're offline. Because trees are supposed to be communicating with each other through that mycelium network.
Yeah. そうだからね、あの、その観葉植物みたいななんかもらったやつには、なんか土から違う葉っぱが生えてきたの。だからそれはそのままにしてる。
But that might be a weed. Could be a parasite or an invasive.
They're fine together. So I'm just leaving it there so that maybe they're not feeling alone anymore.
Yeah, maybe they can get along.
Mm-hmm. And I have brush tree?
Brush tree?
なんかブラシみたいな真っピンクの葉っぱみたいな、あ、葉っぱじゃない、お花が咲く、
huh.
なんかオーストラリアかどっかのやつもあるよ、
Yeah, I'm
really proud of my plants.
Yeah.
On my balcony, yes.
My air plants died.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I know, right? It's a fucking air plant.
お水あげてた頭に。
I did this, the, like, sprinkled. 霧吹き? Yeah. But
なんかさ、季節によってはさ、水につけとかなきゃいけないとかあるよね。夜。
Oh, really?
うん。あと、霧吹きあげる時間とかも気にしないといけないんだよ。
Well, that explains it. Rest
Terrible
in peace.
Terrible plant owner.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Earth. Universe.God.
かわいそう。はい、文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Mac と Android のアプリで購入できますので試してみてください。最初の1話から3話目は無料です。
We also have sources.
あ、そうそうそう。あの、論文とかね、の、あの、記事の URL も文字起こしのテキストの中に入ってるので、全部ちゃんと読みたいなっていう人はぜひそれも見てみてください。月額240円で全部読み放題となっております。
Yep.
激安です。スポンサーをつけないで自腹でやっておりますので、ぜひサポートいただけると助かります。 LINE のステッカー、マイケルが作った渾身の力作
スタンプね。
スタンプ、 LINE のスタンプ、バイリンガルニュースで検索すると出てきますけども、猫星人ステッカースタンプ、
うん、
バカじゃない私、売ってますので、
okay.
ぜひチェックしてください。
Facebook、
Twitter、Instagram やっていますので、そちらもチェックお願いします。あとマミのコスモポリタンの記事もぜひ読んでください。
やっませ。
あのフランス映画のおすすめみたいなやつ出て、すごいね、いろんな人が次々とおすすめのフランス映画を教えてくれて、もうめっちゃ見るものリストに追加してます。すごい助かるよね。なんかさ、何見ればいいか分かんないじゃん、映画って。次どうしようかな。
You're watching the Red Turtle too, yeah?
あ、yeah, yeah, yeah. This Saturday かな。 Yeah. よかったんでしょう。
Yeah, I don't want to say anything about it because it's
okay.
kind of a weird
okay,
mysterious
don't.That's like part so. French movie-ish, right? Like French studio or something.
I don't want to give that away either.
Okay.
Because okay. when I saw the movie, I didn't know what I was going... My friend just invited me, so I didn't know anything until the movie started.
まあ、たまにその方がいい映画。たまにっていうか大体そうだよね。
I think that's always better.
うん。だからあんまり最近トレーラーとか見ないようにしてるもん。
Mm.
何も見ないで見た方がなんか楽しいよね。
Yeah.Because if you watch a trailer, it's like, okay, so you saw a bunch of little parts of the movie before you watch the movie.
It's like you know what to expect now.
Yeah, that's like, Yeah, it's kind of not the right way to do it.
そうだね。
Yeah.
あとなんか私のもっと文字おしゃべりっていう電子書籍に包めなんかめっちゃ割引してたから欲しい方は今ぜひどうぞ。なんか幻冬舎全体で割引してるらしくて、
I see.
百何十円
とか。Not just you.
そう、1個目より結構分厚い、こんぐらいあった紙だと。でも百何十円とかだから興味ある人はぜひお願いします。あとあれね、よく聞かれる、文字起こしを読んでるときに一番上に戻りたい場合は、あの時間のところ iPhone の一番上をタップするとバーッとまた一番上に戻りますので、okay. 全部スクロールしなくても
。 I know, I'm just gonna add a hyperlink at the end.
うん、そうだね。
That jumps back to the top.
はい、ありがとうございます。
Because the native iOS feature is too
あんまり知られてないんだよね。
Yeah.
私も知らなかったもん。
Yeah.
昔は。いや、そう、お願いします。以上ですか？なんか他にあったっけ？
Yep. こと。Well, hopefully the weather gets better. I've been taking a beating.
そうだね。ちょっと台風多すぎるよね。
Yeah.
私帰ってきてびっくりした。
The whole time you were gone...It was shit weather, so.
あ、そう、じゃあ行っててよかったな、yeah. 私。
Definitely.
Yay.
Definitely.
そう、帰ってきたらもう寒くなってたからさ、え、もう夏終わってんの、uh-huh. と思って衝撃受けた。
Yeah.
知らない間に夏が行ってしまった。Mm.
Every year, it's that really abrupt transition. It's like summer, 台風, and then winter.
ね、しかもなんか環境汚染のせいでスーパー台風がこれからもうどんどん増えるみたいなさ。
スーパー台風。
そう。Officially, they're calling it super typhoon.
Weren't some of the ones that we've already had fairly super?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそうそう。だからその日本の周りの海の温度が上昇してるから、台風が弱まらない。でも強いまんま来ちゃうっていう。
Well, they say, you know, a huge proportion of the heat that's being trapped by our atmosphere.Has actually been absorbed by the ocean. So there's way more energy in the water now than before. So yeah.
So, we'll survive. 質問はツイッターでしてもらえると助かります。
Yep.
インスタグラムさ、みんなめちゃくちゃ優しくない？
Yeah.
なんかさ、結構前だけど、ルービーローズの写真を載せた時に、めっちゃいろんな人が、よかったね、マミちゃんって言ってくれて、超優しいと思った。
Well, that seemed like your life goal at one point. All the Ruby Rose.
Well, that makes me sound super petty, but.
Well, after Trudeau.
Yeah. そう、でもなんか、めっちゃ優しい。なんかさ、こんな、知らない人のためにさ、そんな喜んでくれるって最高だよね。
Yeah, well, Instagram is also notorious for having mostly assholes on it. Internationally, at least. If you go to the Instagram page of a lot of people, it's pretty ruthless.
Especially in English, though.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, I guess it's a little bit different. I feel like. Like, I've talked to some famous people here, and they say that Instagram is the best.
Twitter より。
Because they're there to look at pictures.
Ah, no.
You know, so... Unless you're flashing money or something, they say that people are relatively nice.
Uh-huh. I think people are relatively nice. I think they're the nicest in person.
絶対それはある。
Right? And the further you get from that, the... somehow it degradates.
なんか変な話、right? こう。ちょっと攻撃的なこと言われるときとかあるじゃん、なんかもう嫌いっていうかさ、なんかちょっと誤解されてるときとかに、いや、あったら絶対そんな嫌いじゃないと思うって自分でも思っちゃう。
自信あるね。
なんか自信とかみんなそうじゃない？でも多分、あったらそんなに。
Yeah, I wonder.
だって正直ドナルド・トランプだって普通にその辺で会ってはいみたいな感じで別に政治の話とかしなければなんか
You were doing great until you compared yourself to Donald Trump.
なんか別にそんなギギギってなんないと思う。 誰でもね。
Yeah.
だから。
But some of that is also, you know, just 建前 and manners. And
right.
Just.
Yeah, but still, you know, like it's not. Yeah. I don't really hate on anyone that I see in person.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, like never. So, anyway, 終わり。
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.